We need to get to Charles Ives. Since Dan Williams may or may not be listening to this program, nevertheless, this is something that is one of his favorites, and I'm sure he hasn't heard it in a while. I was trying to get hold of the folks at City Beat today, and I happened to walk into the library to look for an issue of the magazine so I could find the phone number. And to my surprise, the library sale was going on. It's this week. I was confuzzled to the extreme, but delighted, and I did not overextend myself. And I was delighted to find a pristine copy of this Ives album, which is one that I've owned at least twice. This is Central Park in the Dark, which was composed between 1907 and 14. It is sort of like a nighttime landscape of New York City's Central Park from around the turn of the century. And it's a favorite of Dan Williams. Without further ado, let's listen to some music of Charles Ives, performed by Leonard Bernstein, Seiji Ozawa, and Morris Perez, and the New York Philharmonic. Takes three conductors.
Thank you.
Charles Ives' Central Park in the Dark, performed by Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic, and Morris Perez and Seiji Ozawa worked as assistants to Maestro Bernstein in that 1964 stereo recording. Now we can turn to Dave and Tim. These pieces date from January of 1985, and this is starting with Marinetti Gets Excited.
Marinetti Gets Excited.
from now, we're going to be switching gears to Tony's Music Canteen, which is a show that we love here on the Art Damage program, and we hope that many of you who are listening will stay tuned for it. I had something special that I wanted to dedicate to Tony and his Music Canteen, but unfortunately, I can't find it. For some reason, it didn't make it here with me. So we're just going to have to make do with this tune from Xenia native Una Mae Carlisle. This is from 1950. It's Ohio Boogie.
We'd like to know all about a boogie beat from Ohio.
Oh, hi, a high boogie. Oh, hi, a high boogie. Where the bluegrass grows and the tall wind blows. Oh, hi, a high boogie. If you like the boogie, it's the finest kind of boogie. Philosophical brand of a pioneering land. Oh, hi, a high boogie. Now it goes up high till it hits the sky. Then it comes down low to the earth below. You feel the heat of the rhythmic beat. You can't help say it's here to stay. Oh, hi, a high boogie. It's the home of all the boogies. If your state is low, that's the place to go. Oh, high, a high boogie.
Okay, Una Mae, let's play.
Just no good. just leave me alone.
So pretty soon I'll lose control and just walk right out on you.
Can't you see I'm feeling bad? Just leave me alone.
You are so right.
Just leave me alone.
Did I think I saw you sneaking in at 3 or 4 a.m.?
Just leave me alone.
Yes, you bleeding on the bell. Say you were up and then.
Can't you see I'm feeling bad? Just leave me alone.
Don't be ashamed. I know you think
I've had enough of that woman. I want you to shut up.
Thank you.
effervescent Perez Prado with a tune he recorded in Mexico City in 1950, Barabara Tiri. Before that, we heard the soundtrack to Bella's Bondage Boutique, which is a mysterious segment that's associated with the film Glenn or Glenda. In some copies of the film, it appears, and in some copies, it does not. It obviously was not designed to be part of Glenn or Glenda, because that was a mainstream Ed Wood film, and Bella's Bondage Boutique is made up of various old loops and bondage sequences that Ed might have directed, and they're mixed up with reaction shots from Bela Lugosi and Ed himself. We're trying to figure out what those records are. We really wonder, and we have no idea. So far, all guesses have led to a dead end. But if you see the film, then you'll note the music. And we started that off with a dedication to Tony's Music Canteen, now doing 14 minutes. Una Mae Carlisle performing Ohio Boogie. I mentioned earlier in the program that there have been some discoveries in the realm of COINTELPRO, and indeed there is. We're going to listen to a couple of selections that were provided by Greg Fernandez from his collection, recordings of COINTELPRO down at the Ogden Alley practice space on April the 14th, 1982. On this occasion, the band was Tim Schwally, Nolan Benz, Tim Benz, and myself. And we're going to hear two pieces, Tibetan Sodality and No Title Number 2. And in the case of No Title Number 2, none of us can figure out who the harmonica player is.
1, 2, 3, 4... Thank you.
There's also a previously thought lost piece, Uncle Dave Lewis doing Music with Holes, recorded January the 5th, 1985. And before that, we heard two pieces, Tibetan Sodality and No Title Number 2. We hope that you've enjoyed the Art Damage program this evening. And I'm always happy to do it when I can. The Johns should be back on the job next week, so be sure to tune in for them. And stay tuned for Tony's Music Canteen, coming to you in 2 minutes. We're going to close out with one of those recordings made around 1900, probably also Collins and Harlan, though the record is anonymous. This is something called That Blazing Rag. Keep blazing until next time, and thank you for listening to the new Art Damage program.
$5 bill.
Well, you don't get any change here, you old tire.
Lord and our gents, the voice on the program is Miss Daisy de Montreville from the Alhambra Concert Hall, London.
Don't play the hoochie coochie. I dance with my feet. Play the song again. Oh, my heart is gone, and I'm forlorn. Such a charming face has won me. Such a pretty girl with teeth upon. I met her by the door. I had too many bottles of wine down in the wine room, and I'm a little giddy. I'll dance for you. That'll do you any good.
All right, baby, go and dance. Oh, Mama, look at Daisy's red stockings. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Make any more funny cracks about this show, I'll throw the whole bunch of you out in the street, see?
What? Throw me out?
You big stuff.
You don't know who I am.
I don't want to know who you are. Open that door, Timmy. Open that door.